Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of our Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 49 from January the 2nd of 1993. It is the first episode of the new year. We are done with 1992. And, you know, we're sitting here. We reached the end of the first calendar year of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And Bob Cottle and Jim Cornette are here to walk us through 1992 and the first calendar year of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Doc, how you doing this week, man?
Recap. Dude, it's 1993. I'm ready to move forward. Let's get some angles going. Let's get this new year, new me. I'm going to start working out.
Yeah.
I'm going to start working out. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to be more positive in all my interactions at work. I'm going to live, laugh, and love.
Okay, T-Rex.
Oh, boy. That's a triple inside joke.
Why?
There are no other people on the planet besides you and me that get that joke.
I don't know.
Is that someone from your work?
I forgot part of it. Let's just say there's an individual.
Oh,
that...
no.
What?
She's big and fat, isn't she?
No.
Let's call her she, Doc. Let's call her she. Are you good with that? Would your attorney approve of that language?
Close enough.
Okay. She has these very short T-Rex looking arms, but she's a big old wildebeest. And she always talks about new year, new me. And she always talks about getting herself together, but she never does any of it.
It's just a slide downhill. It's not even like a crash. It's just like if you just poured a bucket of shit on a slope and it just slid
That's
down
nice.
Real slow as it got hot in the sun. It kind of melted.
I need to make a point. Doc and I don't engage in these discussions. We are pulled into them involuntarily, I should add. It just happens. And we just sit there and like, we didn't ask for the information that we're given from the T-Rex, but the T-Rex likes to give us the information.
You know what his whole life is like?
You mean her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Pat? Their whole life is kind of like, if you could sum up like how their life is going, like how's it going? Their entire scene is like if you just took a shit in the shower and just started trying to smush it through the drain. With your
That's real nice.
Sure, you can get there. Sure, you can get it done. But now you got shit on your foot that you got to deal with. And it's just...
Damn it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's move on. Oh, boy. Hopper, how you doing this week, man?
Uh-oh.
Harper?
What?
I think Harper... I thought he left to go shit in the shower.
I know. I was like, damn. How you doing this week, man? You all right?
I
said, how
you
doing?
Fine.
Okay.
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Thanks for asking, Michael.
Michael. Golden Girls. Got the Golden Girls out the way this morning?
Yeah.
You know, I took some heat.
I started watching that more because I got all my Game of Thrones in, so I was like, it's back to the Golden Girls.
Yeah, buddy, boy. Game of Thrones coming up. I mean, we're recording this on June 30th, 2017, man. We're not far away from season 6, is it? Or 7? I'll lose track.
7.
But I'm not going to watch it when it starts. I'm going to binge it once the 10 episodes are done. That's just my style. That's how I roll. Okay. Let's get into the episode. Enough of Game of Thrones. We're here for Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Jim Cornette and Bob Cottle, they open the show talking about how they'll go through the year in review. And then Bob Cottle throws us to the first interview with Bullet Bob Armstrong from Smoky Mountain Wrestling episode number 1. And I'm going to play that for us here because it's been about 11 months since we heard this. So here it is.
Thank you, Jim. Commissioner Armstrong's first interview for our very first program.
Here is wrestling legend Bullet Bob Armstrong, now Commissioner of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Bob, you bring over 30 years of experience to this job. What can we expect from you as Commissioner?
Well, you know, I have had over 30 years of wrestling experience, and I have every trick tried on me in the book.
Right.
And I've always been proud of my profession. It's been good to me and my family over the years. But what I've seen in the past few years, frankly, Mr. Cottle, I don't agree with. So when Smoky Mountain Wrestling Organization called me and said, would you like to be a commissioner? I thought, what a perfect opportunity to bring back to the people wrestling as it should be, as it used to be. I mean, wrestling affordable at family prices where the whole family can come and enjoy wrestling like it was invented. It's the oldest sport known to man, and it's going to be treated like a sport as long as I'm here. The fines will be not light but heavy. The fines will be heavy for any infraction of the rule. There will be no over-the-top rope. There'll be no foreign object. You will not touch a referee because there's a little man in there, a little referee that may weigh 150 pounds, getting pushed around by some big 290-pound guy. Well, I still wrestle sometime, Bob, and I can push around myself. So whatever needs to be done, Smoky Mountain Wrestling is going to do it. We want to be a part of your community. We want you to be a part of us. We want your cards and letters. Tell us what you want. I'm going to do my job as commissioner. I know it's not going to be easy. Don't get me wrong.
Well, they're going to test you.
Yeah, exactly. Sir. They'll test me, but I'm up to the test. Smoky Mountain Wrestling will be the best.
Fans, there you hear it from Commissioner Bob Armstrong. It's going to be great, Smoky Mountain Wrestling. You be sure to be with us.
I throw it to Doc first, man. I remember watching this when we first started, man. What did you think about Bullet Bob's first promo, Smoky Mountain Wrestling?
We've come a long way.
Yeah, huh?
And I wonder what... when he said no foreign objects, I was like, so Kevin Sullivan wasn't paying attention to this particular interview. Or... Corny, I guess, because corny. I also had a note here going back. Affordable may mean that the boys don't get paid.
Stop that.
What?
Everybody always got paid in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. The only one who claims they got shortchanged was maybe Tim Horner, and you know, you got to consider the source on shit like that.
That's true. Now, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
We talked about this at the beginning. When you watch episode 1 and 2, you're kind of like, so what's the big deal about this?
Yeah.
And this interview works way better if you've been through the year and go back and watch it than it happens if this is your first introduction to Smoky Mountain, I think.
I guess. I mean... You know, it was the first two episodes were pilot episodes, so they were what they were. There was nothing like extremely special. It was real nostalgic when you look at it. But yeah, you know what I'm saying, Harper? They weren't special, but
yeah, they were just your standard matches.
Yeah, you had no angles going yet. I mean, I thought it was fine. I mean, it's funny to watch this now when he talks about the fines and stuff, because we do see fines in the first year of Smoky Mountain Wrestling, but it's not. Yeah, it kind of dies out a little, and then makes a resurgence. It's, you know, it's wrestling. I mean, I don't know. I thought this was fine. I like, but Bullet Bob looks so stiff in his promo. It's not funny. I mean, he's just sitting upright with his clip-on tie and his short sleeve shirt. It's kind of comical when you look at it, not just hear it. Harper, you had anything else from the promo?
Yeah, he's letting you know he's a sheriff.
Yeah, there's a sheriff in town.
He's in charge.
Amen. Well, so we go from Bullet Bob's first promo about the fines and whatnot and how he's the new sheriff in town to a Ron Wright video package. The package is, if you remember early Smoky Mountain Wrestling, Ron didn't have a wrestler, a gentleman wrestler.
A gentleman wrestler. Spoiler alert, that was the line out of this package that got me, was gentleman wrestler. I loved it.
I'm actually looking for it right now because I saved it to our YouTube page, tinyurl.com/BTTYouTube, like his very first. I'm looking for it and I can't find it. I wanted to play it because I think it's like spectacular. Good old brother Ron. Here it is. Let me play it. I bet you an ad plays before it, so my apologies, but here it is.
Certainly is nice to be here on Smoky Mountain Wrestling. You just like to tell everyone, you wonder why I'm sitting here in this wheelchair the way I am. my wrestling career for years. All of those men beating on me took a toll on me. Now I'm needing a hip implant and a knee implant, and I'm down here scouting, looking over all of these top wrestlers they have in this Smoky Mountain wrestling area. I'm going to try to find some of the top wrestlers that I can maybe get in there and get me a contract with, to where I can go out and make me some money and have this surgery that I'm needing. I'd like to just tell all of the wrestlers in this area, I'm one of the world's most famous, well-known wrestlers, and I'd like for all of them to get in there and show me what they've got, and I'm going to be looking at them, and one of these days here, I'm going to try to get someone up, get their name on a contract, and if I can get them on a contract with Ron Wright, I'll be able to have this surgery and take these men to the top in this Smoky Mountain wrestling empire. Everybody remember that, because that's what I'm here for.
So that was Ron's. Doc, this wasn't in the episode. I just happened to pull this up on the fly. What were your thoughts on Ron's first promo at Smoky Mountain?
You know, when you think back about it, we didn't know who he. I mean, we knew, but we didn't know.
We didn't know.
And we, you know, we've been pretty honest with the fact that we're not here to be nerdy historians. We're here to watch wrestling and have fun with it and try to have genuine reactions in our 40s. But Ron has just been a mainstay of the promotion from day one and just been awesome. I mean, you talk about the guys that in sports never take a day off. He's just consistently badass.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
But a couple of – so have you – you've kind of hinted on the fact that we've done the montage, the Ron Wright, so I can talk about what we saw there?
Yeah, go ahead.
So at first, like, what is it?
Well, let me ask this first. I actually also have the second Ron Wright promo from Smoky Mountain. You want me to play that one too?
If you want to. Play it. Yeah.
Brother Ron's a big part of Smoky Mountain 92. So here's the second one. If an ad plays, my apologies. Here it is.
That is the greatest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Oh, Fantastics finally got what was coming to him. I hate a couple of bleach blonde stinking punks like the Fantastics.
Jim, they tried to hang Jackie right there, and I think he would have still been hanging there.
Should be
if
hung.
Somebody hadn't come to the rescue. Then any doubt about that. Well, shortly after that, at the end of the program, Commissioner Bob Armstrong, he
stuck
came
his
over,
nose in.
He joined the Fantastics, and they had a discussion about this. Now, let's hear what they had to say about what happened.
Fans, what a wild, chaotic finish to that match. Here, the Fantastics and Commissioner right here, Bob Armstrong.
Let me interrupt right here. You know, I told you that a foreign object will not be tolerated. Right here it is, right here on this paper. That's a rule. Yeah. Ivan Koloff, you're going to be fined $500.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, while we're talking about Koloff, if they want to fight each other's battles, we can settle that. I tell you what, I'll sign a match next week right here on TV, and we'll put both the Koloffs against the Fantastics. How about that?
All right, what about that, Bob? What about that?
Hey, yeah, I'm going to go sign it right now, boy.
Thank you, Bob. Hey, listen, let me tell you, a lot of things are happening around here. I couldn't agree with Jim Cornette more. They're bringing it back to wrestling what it's about, the way the fans like it. Now, Koloff, I've been hit with fists before in the past and by yours. And I don't know who that goof was in the wheelchair, Bob.
You're right.
But he handed something to Ivan Koloff. My brother seen it. Hey, we just want law and order. Like Bob, the commissioner, said, Armstrong, right? He's going to sign this match next week as a main event. Well, let me tell you, bald-headed commie geek, something right now. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Things like that aren't going to happen. We're going to fight fire with fire. Hey, Bob, they jacked my jaw, and I'll tell you, they tried to publicly hang my brother right on TV. We thought about a fresh wrestling start. Well, we see that when the Koloffs are around, things are going to start a little different, and it's their way. Hey, like I said, we're ready to fight fire with fire, and as long as those great people of the United States get behind us, we know that we're going to do one thing. That's kick tail, just like we did overseas against Saddam Hussein and those characters. We're going to do it with Ivan Koloff and that no good other nasty bow-headed Koloff. And let me tell you something, Ron Wright. That's his name, right? The guy in the wheelchair.
Right. That's right.
You may be crippled and you may be an old man, but brother, next time you interfere in my match, I'm going to pick you up out of that wheelchair myself, and I'm going to kick you straight in the booty, because regardless, you shouldn't have got in the ring. You shouldn't even been ringside in A-Ball.
Ron Wright maintains his innocence. Ron Wright maintained his innocence through all of this, so before we went on the air today, he had these comments. Let's hear them.
Let me tell you something, Fantastics. I don't know what you're all upset over accusing Ron Wright of getting down there and trying to give that man something. Ron Wright is a crippled man. I'm in a wheelchair. All I'm doing is coming around here looking at the talent that Smoky Mountain has, and believe me, brother, they have plenty of it. And you know Ron Wright has never harmed a hair on any man in my opponents in my life. Just poor old crippled man sitting here trying to mind my own business, looking at what's going on here in this Smoky Mountain Wrestling Empire, and I may get me a team or a man that I may sign up under a contract to manage that can make me a lot of money to have my hip surgery.
Oh, brother Ron, bro. I played a lot there because the Fantastics were the first ones involved in that with Ron. Doc, any thoughts on that before we talk about the montage of then what ensues after that promo from old brother Ron?
You could, Braun was involved in what was probably the first angle in Smoky Mountain, which was, you know, the Fantastics versus the Koloffs.
Yeah. Oh, he 100% was. If you think about it, Ron Wright was just as much a part of 1992 Smoky Mountain Wrestling from the start as Jim Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies are.
Well, the Heavenly Bodies aren't there at the beginning.
Well, what I mean is, obviously, because they had the build-up to bringing them in, but Ron was, I bet you can't argue this, from the time you started watching Smoky Mountain, Episode 1, the one dude who got you in from the start was, what the hell is up with this son of a bitch in the wheelchair?
What was it? What was it? It was like Episode 3 or 4, maybe. He handed somebody something, maybe Dutch.
And rolled off.
Know.
And
they should be rolling out.
It was like the thief who just did something and yeah. just happened. Yes. It was Episode 3. They were at. Go ahead.
Well, he can't run because he's in a wheelchair, so he's just trying to, like, don't look at me. I'm going to roll away and make my getaway, but he's in a wheelchair. And it was in that gym where the entrance was, like, on the far side.
Yes. It was Episode 3. I know exactly.
Okay.
He handed the gimmick. It was Dutch Mantell and Primetime Brian Lee were wrestling each other, and he handed the gimmick to Dutch. Primetime Brian Lee took it from him, nailed Dutch. The referee saw it and called the DQ on Primetime Brian Lee, and you see Ron Wright rolling away from the scene of the crime. Which was a great visual. I 100% agree. That was some good stuff. Yeah. All right. So I played those two. It's just because Ron Wright was such a big part of Smoky Mountain. So they show a video package then of Ron Wright, and it's from the beginning when Ron helped out Ivan Koloff, Dutch Mantell, Bob Holly. I mean, you forget, but Ron's out there causing chaos from the start. Now, this was all before Ron had found him a gentleman wrestler, as he called it. So, I've got that queued up, Doc, to play, because I think this is an important part of Ron Wright's story in Smoky Mountain as well. Would you agree?
Yeah, but hold on a second. So
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
This is the recap show, so you got to remember kind of where we've been. Koloff's gone. Fantastics gone. Bob Holly gone. Dutch was a wrestler at the beginning, and Corny did color on Episode 2.
Yes, agree. And
just a lot of and it's when you look back on it, they're in a rhythm now. I mean, the shows are consistently good to great. They've got angles running. And it wasn't that way back then.
No. I mean, they were getting their feet under them. I mean, that's what it boiled down to at that time. They were just getting their feet under him. So, all right, and this promo here might be the one that sent us over the edge with Ron, where we were like, this guy's got something that is we're going to enjoy this dude. So here it is.
The Angel, and no doubt.
Commissioner, you're right. I've seen it. All the fans have seen it. He's been interfering in a number of matches.
That's exactly right. You know, a picture's worth a thousand words, and there you can see it. But you know, Ron Wright has got a manager's license, so my hands are tied. There's nothing I can do. But he's got no right to come down to the ring when either man in the ring is not under contract to Ron Wright. So
for that, I'm telling Ron Wright right now, I am banning you from the ringside, brother. Unless you get a contract with somebody, I want you to stay away from the ring. It's not fair to the wrestlers. If you're wrestling somebody, you have to look at him. You don't want to be looking at Ron Wright. It's not fair to the fans who are watching for Ron Wright to pull something in front of, and missing some of the action in the ring. Yeah. So from now on, he is barred, Bob, and I do mean that.
Well, he can't. Wait a minute. Here is Mr. Ron Wright. And you heard that from the commissioner, I take it.
Listen, I'm hearing what you're saying, Mr. I can't believe that you'd come down here and try to mistreat a poor old crippled old man like me. You know, I've been one of the most finest upstanding gentleman wrestlers in my life. I've never harmed a man in my life in that ring. Here, I've got a bad hip, and I'm just trying to...
Just a minute, brother. You've gone to... I ain't gonna buy that garbage. Maybe some people you can feed that malarkey to, but you forget I know you, Ron Wright. I've been around you for more than 20 years. I've seen you wrestle. I've seen you take guys that are trying to get a start in this business and cripple them and mash them and maim them so bad that they couldn't even walk right. I got a scar in my head right now, and I'm not on it that I'll have till the day I die. So you ain't fooling me. Now, I said that you're the rottenest, low-down, meanest wrestler that's ever been in the ring. And unless you get a contract with somebody, I said you're barred from this, and you are barred right now. You keep your manager's license, but keep your butt away from that ring.
Let me tell you something, Bob Armstrong. If
you
I
ain't
wasn't
telling me nothing.
Man, I was. I'd get up. If I had let somebody me, to pick me up.
Oh, fans. Hey, there goes Mr. Ron Wright, fans.
It wasn't long.
That was gold. Doc.
Yeah.
We popped big time when that first happened. Mm-hmm. I'll throw it to you first.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we had both heard Corny talk about Ron Wright and Whitey Caldwell and Ron's brother and these stories. And it's always great to we listen to podcasts for stories.
Yeah, agree.
And so it was like, okay, well, it was like, okay, you know, maybe, maybe not. And then you see him come out and it's like, well, okay. And then you're right. That's the point where it was like, wow, he's got
well,
it.
Well, what happened
and,
was,
and, you, and what you, what that moment really did for me was it highlighted. I started thinking about, man, he's good, old in a chair. I wonder what he was like back in the day when he was really causing trouble and raising hell.
Yeah, well, the part that got me the most from that was when he started yelling at the end at Bob Armstrong. First, he was appalled at Bob Armstrong telling him he was like this criminal. But then he was like, if I wasn't a crippled in this chair, I'd get up on out of here. Then he said, if I had somebody to pick me up, well, he would get after him if he had someone to pick him up. I just like the whole scene was just it was really chaotic and it was insane, which was I guess that's what made it so great for me. But that's neither here nor there. So any other thoughts about Ron Wright before we move on?
He was definitely must see TV.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, man.
You think of Ron Wright, you're like, he's everything I love. He's, I mean, he was everything I loved about Smoky Mountain Wrestling, especially year one.
Yes.
Everything. Everything. So, okay. We go from that to, they do the Tim Horner retrospect or look back.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
So I'm gonna recap this real quick.
Oh, God.
No,
yes.
This was a part where I could just I fast forward and was like I lived it once.
I love when he starts singing. I was like, yes, because I'm shameless.
Well, let me say this about this part. I was okay with watching him get hung again because I've watched that about. 50 or so times, and there's nothing like seeing Tim Horner get hung. So I will say that. I enjoyed that part of it. Seeing Tim Horner hung never gets old. Now, so did you watch that part, Harper? The hanging?
Yeah. Okay. I watched the whole thing.
You notice how Corny got real excited?
Yes! That's a shoot, brother. He got excited seeing he. Oh yeah, this one Tim Horner gets hung. Yeah,
I came unglued for that. I don't like recap shows, but that was great.
Oh yeah, it's always good to see. And hey, if you want to see Horner getting hung, I actually did save the clip to our YouTube page at tinyurl.com/bttyoutube. You can see it there. I've got just that clip by itself saved to our YouTube page, so it's in the Smoky Mountain Wrestling playlist. I never get told. And then, yes, we get the Tim Horner personality profile. Jesus Christ, this shameless.
Play it.
This is so terrible.
If you want to hear it, you go do that shit on your own time.
He was a volunteer probation officer or something.
Yeah, whatever.
And late last year, he was awarded a certificate of appreciation for his work with troubled teenagers. In addition, Tim is an accomplished singer and musician, and his favorite way of relieving the stress of his wrestling schedule is through music.
Well, I'm shameless when it comes to loving you.
I can't.
I hate you so much.
Emperor, he's in that studio as serious as a heart attack, too.
Eyes are closed. Just... He is sure that he is Garth Brooks right there. You know, if I wasn't in wrestling, I could have been a country music star.
That dude is a true believer that his shit don't stink in that booth singing. Okay.
It's true. God.
he is in there like he's Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses just going to town. Jesus. Oh boy. Huh. All right, let's keep it moving. So, hey, do we want to hear the local promo, cuz we got Primetime Brian Lee and Tim Horner cutting a local promo. I don't know. I'll throw it at you, Doc. You tell me what you think.
I'm looking at my notes.
It's nothing special. I mean, I can put it at the end.
Well, my only note was this: Horner comes out to make sure that he gets the Tim Horner Award.
Okay. I tell you what. Here it is.
Park Central High School on Saturday, January 9th at 8 p.m. You'll see a number of outstanding Smoky Mountain stars, including Tracy Smothers. Matches already signed in a grudge match. Kevin Sullivan against Primetime Brian Lee. Brian, what about that match with Kevin Sullivan?
I'll tell you what about that match. You know, Barberville, Kentucky, I missed you the last two times we've been there. Smoky Mountain's going all over the Southeast. And you know, it makes me really mad inside that I missed the show, because I heard a lot of good things about Kentucky. But I'll tell you one good thing about Kentucky. They love a fight. And they're not going to miss a fight if you show up for this, because Kevin Sullivan, I'm taking you out once and for all. You've tried to burn me. You've tried to break my ribs. You've tried to hospitalize me. But you didn't get the job done, because I'm still standing here, and I'll be in your face in Barberville.
Fans, other outstanding matches in a Smoky Mountain tag title. It'll be the Rock and Roll against the Heavenly Bodies, and if Rock and Roll win, they get 5 minutes alone with Jim Cornette in a Smoky Mountain heavyweight title match. White Lightning, Tim Horner against the Dirty White Boy. Tim?
You know, there's a lot of confusion going around. Who is, who ain't, who can, and who can't? Well, certainly I can.
Jesus.
It's just a matter of whether I have the opportunity or not. You know, last time in Barberville, you know, the Dirty White Boy, he wanted to take a cheap shot. I was in a six-man tag with my buddies, the Rock and Roll Express, against the Heavenly Bodies, and he wants to come out and take a cheap shot, post me, a DDT me on the floor. Well, this time it's not going to be that way, because it's going to be face-to-face. We're going to look eye-to-eye, Dirty White Boy. Everything that's happened the past few months, everything that's happened to me, everything that's happened to you is going to come to a head right there in Barberville. And like Brian Lee said, the people in Kentucky, the people in Barberville, they know what a good fight is. And I guarantee you, you're going to see a good fight in Barberville, because that's just the way the Dirty White Boy is. And that's just the way I am when we get in the ring. And if he wants to swing a chair, I'll swing a chair. If he wants to fight, I'll fight. If he wants to wrestle, I'll wrestle. But one way or another, you're going down, White Boy.
Who is, who ain't, and who can't? Ah. Doc, listen, go ahead.
You realize how bad they need Tracy Smothers.
You 100% do.
Right, because Primetime Brian Lee, I mean, let's be honest, he's on his way down. It's just, he's not that top guy anymore. And Tim Horner is fucking Tim Horner.
What an insult. You know, we've gone past, like, it's like stages of grief with this guy. It's stages of anger. I'm not even mad. At first, it was like I was mad. I was pissed off. Now it's just like, Jesus, I don't. The faster we're done with this, the better. Fuck you. I don't care anymore.
I mean, you run out of, you know, it's kind of like with like Flair and the Horsemen, where you run out of good things to say because they just hit grand slams every time they walk out there. And even Ron Wright, it's like you just run out of good things to say. It's just Horner. You just run out of bad things to say because it's like
His finishing move is the reverse grand slam.
Yeah, it's like I can't. What else am I supposed to say about this clown?
And you
whatever.
Know. You know, he strutted off after that promo, like, just like he was looking in that Shameless.
Oh, yeah. He did it right there. Yeah. He did exactly what I said he would do whenever he's in the back with a bunch of young guys and starts, all right, brother, let me tell you how you know what you could do to make that promo you're about to do real effective? And, like, you're the young guy going, not be like you. You're saying that to yourself because you don't want to disrespect the veteran. This guy's the drizzling shits, man. Oh, okay. We're done with Horner. We're done. Let's keep it moving. So they then recap the Volunteer Slam. I really didn't have much from this because I thought the Volunteer Slam was better than would be expected for your first big major event. You know, I think it was one of the better matches and outcomes for Primetime Brian Lee in year one because he really looked like he took an ass whipping when he won the whole thing. And I thought that was really good. I thought Jim Cornette, the way he booked it, was really, really well done. Just my thoughts on it. We also got the chaotic situation from like episode 20 where Hector Guerrero got hung by his tie with the Dirty White Boy. I love that recap.
When Ron Wright got out of the chair.
Right. Which no one really remembers. They only remember it happening. Never mind. I thought this was a good little recap of it. Doc, did you have thoughts on the Volunteer Slam recap?
Well, it's just Hector's gone, and that was he was a fun mid-carder at the beginning with his jalapeno pepper roll and
sure was
all that kind of stuff. So just kind of pouring one out for the guys that are no longer with us. It's like the scene at the Oscars where they show all the people who died that year. You know?
Yeah.
And two, there's a recap at the end of the show, a video package of the stars who've appeared that I will play because I thought that was some really good stuff from year one, and we'll name all the names that came through. So Harper, you had anything from the Volunteer Slam recap?
No.
Okay, me either. They also recap the Paul Orndorff pile driver parade. Where Orndorff pile drove every baby face on the roster. I specifically remember when we did that show, I think this was before you joined us, Harper, on the Smoky Mountain show. And I remember Doc just going, man, Paul Orndorff just killed it with the air he got on a lot of those pile drivers.
Yeah.
Harper, you had any thoughts on the pile driver parade that we saw?
Yeah, I mean, because he really got up for him.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
He didn't just sit down and just
right.
He fucking jumped up with that shit.
My note here was
Ben Jordan, who we haven't seen in a while, got stuck. Man,
yes.
That one was awesome looking.
Yes, and then he ended it with pile driving Hector on a chair.
Yeah.
Which
he didn't.
If you grew up like we did, that was major.
That was huge.
Yeah, that was like somebody diving off of a balcony through a table back then. You spike somebody on a chair. Anything else from the pile driver parade, Harper? Oh, go ahead,
Doc.
I'm sorry.
I hadn't seen Jumpin' Joey Mags in a while either.
Yeah, Mags was there, had a cup of coffee at the beginning, and then he was gone. All right, so we go from the Orndorff and pile driver parade to then they briefly cover the Masters debut. We just did this maybe 6 weeks ago. This was probably the most insane moment in Smoky Mountain Wrestling to date. just the reaction. You know, you can listen to it. I think it was episode number 42 where we covered it in great detail. It's been a couple of months, so I'd go back and look at that. I even think I have in the title of that episode, The Master is Revealed. It's been a couple. It's been, like I said, about 6 weeks, but most chaotic situation. Even Dutch Mantell is appalled and, you know, can't handle the reality of what's happening. Bob Caudle leaves the desk. He can't handle it. He's got to go down to the ringside, which Dutch is like, Bob, get your stupid ass out of there. Doc, anything that I missed from, you know, the Master? We've done this recent, but, you know, just anything there.
Just, he butchered Primetime Brian Lee, and the butchering hasn't stopped. He split open Jeff Daniels, and we still haven't hit the most famous one yet.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Harper, anything from the Master debuting?
It was just, you fucking got to see how fucking brutal that shit was.
Yeah.
And it sucks that they fucking put the little black fucking thing over his head.
I told you I think that was good that they did that, because it kind of made you wonder, like, if you're watching a replay, you're like, damn, that must have been real bad. They can't even show it. His head must have been, you know, ground meat.
Fuck.
Then we get a video package of the top stars who've appeared in Smoky Mountain. So, you know, before I run through these names, it's a lot of people. You know, Doc, you've mentioned it a few times, small roster of guys, but Cornette really did do a good job of bringing in names and mid-card guys and outright stars in a promotion. Let me go through these names that I jotted down while taking notes for this, and let me know if I miss anyone. Rip Rogers, Terry Gordy, the Wild Bunch, which was Harper's favorite tag team that came and went very quickly.
Yeah, man. Fuck.
He was upset. Doc, do you remember when Harper mentioned the Wild Bunch and that being his favorite tag team, and you and I are like biting our tongue going, don't get too attached to him?
Yes. Uh-huh. I also went back not too long ago and listened to you on Corny's show, and y'all spent valuable time on that talking about the Wild Bunch and how one half of the guy, Billy Black, comes back into Smoky Mountain, but no show to show because he was afraid of the snow.
Yes, yes, yes. So we talked a little bit. Harper, were you heartbroken by the Wild Bunch just coming and going so quickly?
Yeah, because I was watching it. I was like, fuck, I forgot about them and this guy and that guy. And it's like, fuck, man.
It's a lot of people come.
Fucking, Barry Horowitz.
Yeah, let me finish listing them. The Maulers, Dutch, you know, obviously is still there. Bob Holly, Vladimir, Uncle Ivan, rest in peace, Koloff. Was obviously there in the beginning. The Batten Twins, Hector, yeah. Barry Horowitz, Doug Furness came through. Mm. You know, we saw a lot of Joe Kazana, Johnny and Davey Rich, Nitro Danny Davis, the Fantastics, including, you know, Bobby Jackie and Tommy Rogers came through. The Rock and Roll Express, obviously Dr. Tom and Stan. Who could forget the Nature Boy, Buddy Landell? He came through again. If you want to hear our Buddy Landell patron episode, sign up at, you know, tinyurl.com/BTTpatron for $2 a month is where it starts off at. But you can give more than that if you'd like to become a Hall of Famer. But yeah, we got Buddy Landell. He came through. Primetime Brian Lee, Paul Orndorff, Ronnie Garvin, Killer Kyle, Dirty White Boy, Robert Fuller, Jimmy Golden, and now Tracy Smothers. When you think about it, we say small roster, but there's a nice mix of, you know, mid-card talent and superstars all right there. Wouldn't you agree, Doc?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I have a question. I have a question for you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do you know who sings Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting?
I have no fucking clue, man. Come on now.
Do you like that song?
Can you get to the point?
I'm just, you know, letting that sink in for our listeners that can't believe that you don't know that that's Elton John.
Yeah, anything else?
No.
Sometimes I get tired of your shit.
I completely forgot about Doug Furness being there.
He came in. Yeah, it was like one shot.
It was like one or two, yeah. Then he was gone.
Yeah, it was very, very, very quick. Very, very quick.
And I forgot about your boy that was with a Dutch Mantell that just...
Carl Stiles?
Yeah, I saw him in the background. I was like, oh, fuck, I remember you.
Well, we can't. He looks so much different in Smoky Mountain than he does in the jobber matches on the Saturday night shows we're doing. I mean, yeah. He looks like a completely different dude. Completely different dude. Okay. Well, here's the thing. So we get all the stars, and now Corny's getting upset with Bob Caudle as they're walking through this because he wants to get to talking about to his heavenly bodies because, you know, they popped the territory. If you recall, I'm not going to play this part, but remember all the stuff they went through, Doc, when they were introducing the heavenly bodies or trying to, as Corny teased us, so
that
to say?
That was the first inkling we started to get where you don't just get the reveal at the end of the episode where they start talking about it. It took what, 6 weeks or so?
Well, hold on.
A false start?
Hold on. It took like 11 weeks before, or 12 weeks before the heavenly bodies came into the territory. So like, and he teased it from like episode one or two. I got this team coming in. I mean, he just was from all along. So yes, we realized then, okay, these are going to be slow burns. This is not going to be anything quick. I agree.
And there's that fucking that fucking Hooters had to be the worst fucking Hooters, man.
That's one of the two things from this. They misspelled shrimp on the sign outside. It said shimp.
Yeah, and
was the one.
Those fucking chicks were so skinny and so small.
Crack does that to a person.
What are you saying, Hopper? You like big broads?
Something, man. Give me something to chew on, girl. Fuck.
Okay.
The other thing, the other takeaway from that, and I don't know if it was in the montage or not, is when they're going to the Hooters in the limo with Phil Rainey.
Yeah.
I popped at the time, is when Corny called the limo driver Herd, as yes. in Jim Herd.
I didn't catch it the very first time we watched it, but given Jim Herd and the, I guess I'll call it, you know, bad blood with WCW and I guess Corny had with him, he called the driver Herd. Yeah, I didn't catch it. You caught it. That was kind of funny. Okay, so here's what I did. They don't play this at this moment, but I pulled the Heavenly Bodies and the Fantastics promo. This was after the Heavenly Bodies came in, and this was before the very first match for the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Heavyweight title, tag team title. So this would have been the finals. Here it is. If an ad plays, my apologies, but I'm gonna play the promo that happened before the match because this was a really, really good promo, and they didn't include this on this episode, but I thought it was impactful.
Fans, the big night, the big event, Knoxville, Tennessee, on Friday, May 22nd, the Volunteer Slam. Three guys right here that are gonna have a lot of say about it: Jim Cornette and the Heavenly Body.
Right there, you see right there? That's right, darling. You want them? That's why you came here tonight. You want both of them. Let me tell you something, I'm getting so sick and tired of hearing everybody say the Heavenly Bodies shouldn't be the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Tag Team Champions. The Heavenly Bodies don't represent those belts well. The Heavenly Bodies aren't good guys to be wearing titles. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know where you get this impression, get this picture, that the Fantastics are a bunch of white knights in shining armor, but I got a little different picture to paint for you. Because, see, I've known Bobby Fulton for a long time. Since 1984, I've hated his guts every stinking second of it. And now his brothers come along. They say they're from the City of the Angels. They ain't from the City of the Angels, brother. They're from Chillicothe, Ohio. That's exactly right. They're from Chillicothe, Ohio. And I've been there, and I've asked about the Fantastics or the Fulton brothers around town. You know what I found out? The whole Fulton family's a bunch of stinking trash. Their father's never worked a day in his life. He's a bum laying on a street corner with a whiskey bottle in his back pocket, begging for whatever penny he's got. But don't worry, because while he's out drunk, his mother, idiot. Hey.
Wait a minute, Bobby, here comes the Fulton. Wait a minute.
Hey, I want to tell you something right now, Cornette. I never let a man talk about our mama like that, and I never considered you a man. If your boys got the guts, get in the ring right now. We're going to kick their ass all over the building. That's right.
Come here. I'll tell you something else about your mama.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Commissioner Bob Arm.
I'll tell you something else about your mama. She never was lonesome while your dad was out drunk, because anybody with 30 minutes to kill and $10 to spend could keep her company.
Bobby Fulton.
Hey, you forget about May 22nd. Like I said, you all three of you get in the ring because we're going to kick your
Hey. You want to do it for the belts? Come on, we'll do it for the belts.
Hey, let me tell you something, buddy. I'm not ready to wrestle, but we'll do it for the belts. Come on.
Commissioner, what about...
Come on, Rio.
Hey, this match is already signed for the 22nd, but listen.
We're doing it, bro.
Hey, if all four of them want to do it, then let them do it. But I'll tell you this, it's not officially signed, and Smoky Mountain Wrestling is not responsible for this match.
All right, fans, you heard them, and they're going to get it on right now. Let's...
Man, Doc, there was a lot there with Jim Cornette. I would go back to what you said when we very first heard that promo. I specifically remember on the show you said, "Man, did Corny just see Stan Lane's wig and think to himself, I got to turn it up a notch in this promo because his wig is so insane, his pelt is so insane. I need to turn it up to take the attention away from the pelt." Remember that? Okay, so was that kind of hearing this a second, third, fourth time, however many times it may have been? What were you thinking?
That time I was thinking, boy, maybe the drift away from family friendly started sooner than I thought.
Yeah, for real, huh?
Oh, it definitely did. We talked about that actually at that time too. I think we mentioned that because Harper, I'll go ahead and give me your thoughts on it on the promo because it was crazy.
Yeah, his dad walks around with a liquor bottle in his back pocket and begs for money, and his mom's a whore.
Yeah, that's what Cornette called. Well, and Jesus we talked about too when Doc and I first did that episode. We mentioned how that was a time period where I guess people protected things, and Corny just threw that out the window, which was cool.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, they talk about being from the City of Angels. They're from Chillicothe, Ohio. I was like, whoa, shit. Damn. Okay. And then it just gets chaotic, and Bobby's completely selling the fact with cursing on TV. I mean, he sold it so well with his response.
Because think about it. Just a little bit ago, you played him being mad at Ron Wright, and he said, we're going to kick your booty.
Right. Yeah. Right, he kept it clean. That was a pilot episode. He didn't want to piss off any potential TV station. So, yeah, I thought this was good. I mean, a big part of Smoky Mountain Wrestling from '92, although we do know that Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson come in, is the Heavenly Bodies and Fantastics feud, and that's what set it off right there. That was the start of it. That kicked things off. So, Doc, any other thoughts before I move to the next segment of the show?
No, sir.
Okay, Harper, you?
Let's go.
All right, we have a local promo next. I don't know, Doc, you got any notes from it that you wanted to share from the local promo with the Dirty White Boy and Jim Cornette?
No.
Okay. I can't remember.
I will say this.
Is it the same one?
Corny starts... It's not, this isn't to listen to, but it's worth going back and looking. When Corny's dropping his message, Caudle just looks like Corny farted or something. He's just looking at him like, what the? No.
All right. And then we go from that to, it's again, I'll put it at the end of the show. It's Dirty White Boy and Jim Cornette. It's just a local promo. We go from that to then the Heavenly Bodies versus the Rock and Roll Express. And, Bob Caudle and Jim Cornette continue talking about the Heavenly Bodies, but Caudle throws Jimmy a curveball and says, let's review the Rock and Roll Express versus the Heavenly Bodies, to which Jim is taking a sip of his Sprite and he spits it out because that just, upsets him so much. They show then the Rock and Roll Express's return match on August the 8th of 1992, because they had been apart for a while, in Johnsonville, Tennessee. And the only note I had, and tell me if you all had this note, because we watched this a while back, was the ovation that they got from the crowd.
Yeah.
When they came into that arena. The pop that they got. That was good stuff, right?
Bunch of hydrated rats, if you know what I mean.
That's nice.
So this is at This is at the big show. So they show them defeating the stud stable. They then turn to when Ricky Morton showed us a picture of Mama Cornette, which we just did that one a couple weeks back, which if you remember was a picture of a dog. I like that recap of that. This is what made Cornette get that. Cornette got so emotional at seeing them insult his mama that he gave the Rock and Roll Express a tag team match for the Smoky Mountain titles, which he said he wouldn't do. They then show the recap of what I thought was a very, very good episode when Ricky was forced to wrestle by himself because Gibson got held up or his flight got delayed or something. I thought that was good to add that in here because I thought that's how you build a baby face or generate sympathy for a face. Just a good little, they did the best they could do with the few minutes that they had recapping what's been going on with the Heavenly Bodies versus the Rock and Roll Express. Doc, you got any thoughts on the recap there?
Just a solid, another piece of evidence that reminds you how great the tag team division was with those four teams in Smoky Mountain.
Yeah. And it's a shame, you know, the stud stable, they never had a run up until this point with the title. But if somebody were to ask you, name top four teams in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, year one, you go stud stable. I mean, this is in no particular order. You go stud stable, Heavenly Bodies, Rock and Roll Express, and the Fantastics.
Mm-hmm. And they're there.
Yes. And then, I mean, that's pretty much what they do. I think they may have missed out with that recap of the Heavenly Bodies and the Rock and Roll, the Thanksgiving Thunder stuff, but I do understand why they may not have put that on it because we had just seen that 2 weeks earlier, 3 weeks earlier. So I understand that they wanted to show things that were a little bit further, you know, in the beginning. And that's kind of how they wrap up the episode. And Cornette has a promo at the end where he basically, let me cue it up, where he kind of just sells us on 1993. And I thought I liked this, actually. So hold on 1 second.
Well, that's it, fans. 1992 in review.
You're not going to show any more Rock and Roll Express stuff, are you, huh?
Jim, no.
I'd hate to have to.
Well, there were so many highlights. There were so many great moments. Heck, we just couldn't show them all.
Hey, you could have got the Heavenly Bodies out here, man, and you could have showed stuff on them for an hour, and it wouldn't even scratch the surface of how great we are. But I'll tell you something right now. There's a lot of things going on in Smoky Mountain Wrestling these days. The stud stable, they're giving us a little bit of a problem. We want our belts back from the Rock and Roll Express. You got White Lightning and Tim Horner going around and around with Paul Orndorff, the Dirty White Boy. You got all kind of things going on. Kevin Sullivan, the evil, the master himself, against Primetime Brian Lee. Brian Lee trying to get revenge. There's all kind of things going on, but one thing you can always be sure of with Smoky Mountain Wrestling, great stars, great action, top to bottom, pillar to post, brother, and Jim Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies, we're going to be in the thick of it, brother.
And fans, we want to ask you and remind you right here, stay tuned for 1993 because there's going to be more of it, more great moments,
even hotter.
More exciting action, even hotter in 1993. Next week, right here, the Dirty White Boy, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff will take on Tim Horner and Ronnie Garvin. Next week, right here, don't miss it.
And
so
I'll
long
be
for
here
now.
Too.
And that was 1992 of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Doc, they obviously could not get to everything they wanted to. Wouldn't you agree?
No, hell no.
Well, Harper, yeah. There's no way. I mean, you got 49 minutes. You got 50 minutes right here with commercials. They just couldn't get to it all. I mean, I think they scratched the surface of this. So let me say this real quick, and I'm going to throw it to Harper. When I post this on the Facebook page, please go on to Facebook, and I want you to tell us what they missed in their review because there was so much that happened. What were your favorite moments from Smoky Mountain Wrestling? Go to Facebook.com/BookingTheTerritory. Don't message it to the page, but put it in the comments. Let's hear what you thought they missed or what should have been included on the year-end episode. Facebook.com/BookingTheTerritory and put your comments when this episode posts. And while you're there, check out our Pro Wrestling Tee store. Click the Shop Now button and go check out the store and all the good shirts. And hey, purchase one or two Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast t-shirts. Harper, you just said it. There's no way they could have got it all.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wanted to
see
that fucking promo with Dirty White Boy in the junkyard.
Oh, episode 26 or 7, if I recall correctly, is where
God,
that was.
God, that was great.
Let me tell you, I don't want to spoil things, but he's got one coming up that he does from Bucksnort as well that's not as insane as that one, but it's right up there. He's got a good one coming up. Doc, what did they miss that you maybe would have thought they should have put?
Tracy Smothers entry promo.
That's true. They didn't put Tracy.
Yeah.
Morton in the backyard cutting his entry promo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
The Ether Bunny.
God, that was so good.
Yeah.
They could have did a 3-hour special at least on all of 92. There's so many good moments. The Ether Bunny. Jesus Christ, man. Corny pulling out the ether. Such a great
moment. I will never, ever forget my first pass through, like, what, about a year and a half, maybe a little less than a year and a half ago. It was a late night by yourself in the living room, and he whipped out that ether rag. And I came on, it was too late to text little sleepy Mike. And so the next day I was like, you won't believe what happened last night. And at this point, you're not watching Smoky Mountains. You're like, yeah, whatever. I'm sure it's just wrestling. What's the big deal?
No, I mean, I had seen ether used in Mid-South, but it'd been so long. Because he does the exact same thing in Mid-South. Exact same thing. I mean, it's the angle's the same. But I didn't remember it the way I watched it when he whipped out that big-ass rag and he just peppered it with ether. Sprayed the piss out of that thing. And it was so demonstrative. Like, he whips it out and he's got this big sweeping motion. Yes, I agree. Good call, Doc. I'm sorry. It was just a moment of woo. But I texted you when I got to it in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, too.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I just got to the episode where Corny ethers Bobby Fulton. Oh, my God. This is great. Good stuff. And we got to get Harper. Harper, we got to get you with the Ether Bunny, man.
I'm going to do it one day. I swear.
Come on, man. I mean, you've been with Wildcats since the beginning. You got to have some stroke. Okay, can you pull the creative control and do it, please?
I will. Okay. I'm just thinking who. I should have done it to fucking Danny Flamingo.
I'd co-sign that.
Yeah.
I'd like to walk into the ring and put the boots to him after you do it, too.
God, kicking a passed out man. Way to go. What a baby face. Him.
That's classy, isn't it? Okay. Doc, anything else from 92? I mean,
well, you know, this is a time for reflection, and I just want to just put it back out there for all the listeners. You're welcome, because this was my idea.
I mean, are you, I thought you were about to say something else. I didn't mean to just go silent.
Oh, well, this show wouldn't be happening if it weren't for me.
Not true. I'm the one who edits it. I'm the one who puts it up weekly.
Yeah.
I'm the one who does it justice. Harper does too. Without
That's
Harper,
right,
you
damn
would,
it.
I without Harper, this show wouldn't be as successful as it is.
That's right. Just, without me, you'll be nothing.
Yeah, I agree. Because every time Harper misses, people go, "Where's Harper?"
That's right.
So do Harper. I when we. So do I when we're. It's time to start, and he's not here.
Harper and his infamous 5 to 10 minutes late.
I envision a virtual cyber version of Harper just come running up, zipping up his pants. Sorry, brah, sorry.
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay. All right, everybody.
You're welcome, everybody. I'll try to come up with some more brilliant ideas to get Mike to do in the next couple of years.
No, thank you.
Hey, there's only 4 calendar years of Smoky Mountain, and we're done with one of them.
Damn,
we're done with one
sucks.
Of them. We're almost to episode 50, so we are actually just about a quarter of the way through.
God damn it.
25% done, Doc.
One 25%
quarter. 25% done. Wow. That went by really quick, if you ask me. It just did.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want this show to keep continuing, though, and to stay free, because Doc wants to put it behind the paywall, and I'm fighting it. please consider becoming a patron. Go to tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. You get the patron episodes. You get the Buddy Landell patron episode. You get Broad Logic, where we complain about our wives and girlfriends. It's some spectacular stuff. You get the Dallas Cowboy Ring Rat House episode. The very first one we did, patron-wise, that was just gut-busting laughter. 35 minutes straight of it. Just really good stuff. So consider it. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. When you go there, you can sign up for as little as $2 a month or as much as whatever you want to give. Hell, if you are rich and just want to share your funds with the BTT Army, we would certainly appreciate that. Thank you very much. Shout out to the BTT Hall of Famers. We got at SVPADGHAM, which is SV Pagem, at Martin Howell 71, at Tim Morecci, at Unconvinced Ray. All of them are BTT patrons. BTT Hall of Famer patrons. So hashtag BTT Army. We appreciate all of your support. And please consider becoming a patron. And then go to our, if you're going to use Amazon, we'd appreciate it. It's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Go buy Bobby Blaze's book or whatever else you buy from Amazon. We get a little bit smaller. Kickback and return. Doesn't cost you anything extra, and we definitely appreciate it. Doc, this is a different episode. Harper, it's a different episode because I don't know if we can really hand out disability checks.
I can.
Oh, okay. What are you giving it, Doc?
6.0. I hate recap shows.
Yeah. Okay.
Harper, you're going to give it a rating too?
No.
I can't rate this.
I fucking hate it. I hate these little...
I can't. I just can't rate it. You're asking me to rate something I watched already?
Yeah.
That I thought was really, really good as we watched it throughout? So I just have trouble rating it. So no disability checks for me. That said, what about government cheese, Doc?
I got one.
Oh, you do? Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Bob Caudill. He carried the football tonight. Lots of this walking is us the through it.
Only time Bob Caudill is gonna get the government cheese.
But I'm giving it to Bob Caudill.
Go ahead, Harper.
Is this when Dutch leaves? That's why it was Jim Cornette there? No?
No. Dutch is still there. Dutch is still there.
They film a weird angle where he leaves. When he leaves.
Well, Jay, gee, thanks, Doc, for a spoiler.
What the fuck?
Harper, what? You gonna give it? You That's gonna give your spoiler. Government cheese to someone?
Fuck it. Who should get it?
I mean, there's not much new here to give.
You should give it to us for doing this. You know what this is? This is like
Bob Holly
sees a football game.
We're professionals here. This is like we're going out to wrestle and everybody knows the envelopes are going to be light and there's 12 fans, but we're still going to be professional and put on the show.
Yeah.
Well, I was fully prepared to give this award to no one, but Doc makes a point. Bob Caudill's the star of it. So Bob Caudill gets it for me too. I don't know who else I'd give it to. And that's that. Harper, you're still not going to give it to anyone.
I guess Bob Holly. Fuck it. Let's give it to
Bob Holly.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
You're going to have to mail it. He's out of the Smoky Mountains now.
Give it to him next time you see him at Wildcat, Harper.
All right.
He'll probably kick your ass.
Hey, do us a favor. Go give us some 5-star reviews on iTunes. We'd appreciate it. And write some nice comments if you love the show. That would be very helpful to us. Go to our Twitter page at BTT_podcast. Give us a follow. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Give us a like. Thank you, Joe Stassi and Old School Pro Wrestling Lives. Appreciate the help. Use all of the links that I mentioned in the episode. If you did not catch any of those links, check the show notes. They're all there. Plenty of Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast t-shirts at our Pro Wrestling Tee store and the Tee Public store, which the links are in the show notes. Thank you to all the patrons. Lastly, thank you to the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing for all of their plugs and their shows. Malonis and Crockett, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Search to WPAN wherever you get your podcast from, and their shows will come up. Their 2 shows a week. I don't have anything else. I'm tuckered out. I think, Doc, you tuckered out too?
Yeah.
Ready to fall asleep. Harper, are you tuckered out?
Fuck yeah.
Harper's got to go bang some bitches. He told us earlier before we
started
recording.
It's Friday.
He's got this girl he's been trying to dig out since the 12th grade.
Okay.
That's nice.
All right, y'all. So that's it. Check the show notes and the links there if you missed any of them. For Mike and Doc, Hardbody Harper, that was episode 49 of Smoky Mountain Wrestling from January the 2nd of 1993, the first episode of 93. We got some new content coming next week in the Smoky Mountains. For Mike and Doc and Hardbody Harper, Harper hit the tagline. Get us out of here for this week.
Bucket, bitch.